We are looking at mainly sunny skies for today, a high near 60 degrees. Around southeast Wisconsin, rather cool this morning, temperatures around the 40-degree mark. May want to put on a jacket before you head out this morning. The circumstances that led to a Western Kenosha County man confronting sheriff's deputies at his home on 236th Avenue in Paddock Lake over the weekend, resulting in a deadly force shooting, under investigation now by the state. The scenario beginning with the man involved in a motorcycle accident. Sheriff David Beth, during a press briefing, said that his deputies were talking to the wife of 47-year-old Darren Foody when he suddenly appeared with a shotgun, forcing them to take cover in the front yard. And then he refused to drop that weapon.
Mr. Foody pointed the shotgun in the direction of two of the deputies standing near an evergreen tree. And at that point, one of our deputies fired multiple rounds, striking Mr. Foody, and he fell to the ground. Our deputy sheriffs started doing CPR at that point. The shotgun had fell off to the side, and I think they'd actually kicked it at one point to get it further away.
Sheriff Beth said his deputies, after Foody was wounded, immediately began life-saving efforts and called for medical help.
Called rescue. Actually, Flight for Life was even set up to take Mr. Foody up to Frederick if that was needed. Rescue came. They tried for a very long time to work on Mr. Foody, and they took him to St. Catherine's Hospital, where at the hospital they pronounced Mr. Foody dead.
Beth said policy mandates another agency handled the review, so the State Department of Criminal Investigation was contacted. The last deputy-involved fatal shooting in Kenosha was 2007, though Sheriff Beth acknowledges that in 1997 he wounded a bank robbery suspect, so he knows why they will be monitoring all three of the deputies from this incident. The deputy who actually fired at Foody was one of three on scene with over 4 years on the department after having been with an Illinois agency. A 26-year-old Mount Pleasant man, Sergio Verdiguel, has arrested Sunday for his first drunk driving offense. Police responding to a report of a man in a car heading north in the southbound lanes of Highway 31 near Highway 20. Another motorist had this wrong-way driver appearing to be slumped over the wheel. The car jumped the curb on the west side of 31. It traveled some of the grassway near Georgie Porgy's, then it stopped up against a landscape berm. Mount Pleasant officers got no response from the man, so a back window was broken on the vehicle. He was found to be breathing, lethargic according to a news release, but not hurt. He also failed field sobriety tests. Kenosha Fire Rescue crews dispatched around 2:30 this morning to a vehicle rollover accident in the parking lot of the CVS store at 22nd Avenue and Washington Road. Reports from the scene indicating no serious injuries despite the vehicle ending up on its roof. Police dealt with the driver and what sounded like a few issues regarding registration and licensing. Meanwhile, Kenosha paramedics dealt with a smoke inhalation victim at a fire call last night, 6400 block of 12th Avenue. What was reported as possibly a microwave fire caused smoke in the lower floor of that two-story residence. The upstairs occupant called 911, told the dispatcher there was a man downstairs. He was located by crews. They provided the on-scene help. All this month, the spotlight in Racine, Kenosha, Burlington, and the rest of southeast Wisconsin has been on domestic violence. It affects not only individuals, but many families. The numbers are shocking, according to Emily Barnes, Madison and Domestic Abuse Intervention Services.
We know that nationally, one in four women and one in seven men will be affected by domestic violence at some point in their lifetime. Those are just the reported numbers. The national estimate is only a quarter of domestic violence cases are ever reported to law enforcement.
The U.S. Department of Justice has women making up more than 84% of abuse victims, between spouses, 86% between boyfriends and girlfriends. The Mount Pleasant Village Board will be meeting tonight. Among the agenda items, the latest expansion by SATA North America in the business park off Highway 20. Development Director Logan Martin, as the Plan Commission meeting recently noted, that the initial proposal was to expand by 125,000 square feet, but it was amended to be just a little bit bigger.
SATA decided to increase the expansion size of the building to an additional 150,294 square feet. And did not record the previously approved CSM. Similar to the prior approval, the revised CSM shifts the existing lot line between the two parcels further to the south. In this case, it's an additional 52 feet south compared to the last one that was approved to accommodate the larger building addition.
During reconsideration of the site plan for the expansion, Martin explained that SATA secured some additional projects that factored into amending some of the original information. Racine Redevelopment Authority is meeting later this afternoon at City Hall. That agenda includes authorization for a study to be conducted on commuter rail services. Mayor John Dickert still working on a possible expansion of Metra service beyond Kenosha. There's also a closed session regarding what is listed as restrictions actions pertaining to a development agreement for 410 Main Street. That's a two-story building that's been rehabbed over the years. Gateway Technical College is going to be hosting another national conference on professional development in the area of innovation and technical education. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The American Technical Education Association is holding their Region 3 conference today and tomorrow at the SC Johnson Integrated Manufacturing and Engineering Technology Center in Sturtevant. The conference, called Gateway to Innovation, includes workshops on technical education, innovation, and entrepreneurship on topics such as robotics, fab labs, telecom technology, opening businesses, and partnerships between colleges and high schools. GTC President Brian Albrecht is also president of the Region 3 Council of the ATEA. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A lot of folks in Racine depend on the Bell Urban System to get places, especially jobs. Those second and third shifters are kind of out of luck with the buses ending by 11 at night. That's an issue discussed in a recent city budget review meeting. Alderman Ray DeHaan, who drove a bus for many years, said that access to and from jobs is still a problem after first shift.
One gentleman, for the last 6 years, rode the bus to work. He works second shift. And at 11 o'clock, he walks from Incinerator to Uptown for the last 6 years. And if there is a way we can find money, and I know that we can, to increase at least so we can get the second shifters home and the third shifters there, I think it'd be a plus for our service.
Mayor Dickert noting the bus's financial status ties heavily into state and federal funding. Council members have been told that while they continue to work to finalize the 2016 budget, the state might come back yet sometime in the year with an unpredictable budget adjustment bill that could dramatically change what the council approves in a few weeks. On gas prices in southeast Wisconsin, a little bit higher than the rest of the country on average, according to the latest Lundberg survey, which has regular unleaded down nationwide by another 10.5 cents over the past couple of weeks to $2.24 a gallon.
There was no gasoline shortage. That's another reason that declines at the pump are continuing.
That's Trilby Lundberg. Over the past 5 months, gas prices have fallen 62 cents a gallon. This part of the state, the prices the past few days have been in the low 230s. Nationwide, the cheapest is $1.85 in Charleston, South Carolina. Los Angeles, the highest at $2.87. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news. Our newscasts are in podcast form on the webpage in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.